from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the time of the season where the vets get back into fighting form and the newest players battle it out for a full-time roster spot.
When training camp comes around, it's go time for me.
Hey, let's go, bring it up!
Our Falcons are putting in the work ahead of the 2024 season.
And nobody's got camp covered like us.
We gotta get a rhythm, man.
It's Dukes and Bell talking camp live from Hooters at the Mall of Georgia.
Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app as we take you to camp. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires. Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller Time Atlanta. Margaritaville. And by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Attorney Ken Nugent. Getting the settlement you deserve after an accident.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dukes and Bell.
We're live at Hooters Mall of Georgia location. Dylan hit me up, Mike. He's like, Dukes, you see this? Yes, Mike just talked about it. Hassan Reddick looking to be traded from the Jets. And I said, look, he helps you right now, but they're going to have to pay him $28 to $30 million. And here's the point that I don't want to make it sound like, you know, I am anti going after any of these guys. Right. I'm just trying to give you both sides of the coin here when I tell you that the Falcons may be like in a wait-and-see mode. They don't have to rush to do anything. But I will say this, Mike. When you look at our payroll, and I was to ask you, who are we paying? Mm-hmm. Okay. Who are we paying? We're paying Kirk Cousins. We're paying Grady Jarrett.
Jake Matthews.
Jesse Bates.
Right.
Chris Lindstrom. Okay, David Onyemata is making $12 million a year. Okay, who else are we paying? What I'm telling you is
Jake is the second biggest hit right now.
Okay. So what I'm saying is this is not – we're not the San Francisco 49ers. Okay. Yeah. We haven't taken care of everybody. And the reason why the 49ers have been able to do that, guess why? Brock Purdy has been on a rookie deal.
Right.
That hasn't paid him any money. So if you wanted to do this, okay, and again, we're spitballing here, guys, because they're bringing in Pro Bowl free agent safety Justin Simmons for a visit. He already visited the Saints. They're trying to figure out if they want to add to the back half. Maybe they want to add to the front half with the injuries we sustained over the weekend in Miami. And you say, okay, yeah, we still need to go get edge rush. You know, Braylon Trice was going to be a guy that was going to help us. Okay, great. That's fine. But understand that if they wanted to, and I always say this to Mike, they could make it happen. They could do it if they wanted to. We are not in a situation where you go, okay, where's the money going to come from? You restructure a couple of deals. All of a sudden, the money becomes available, Mike. You move some money forward. You pay guys out that was going to get paid, you know, in their contract, and you move it up front. You can make this happen. But I just don't know if that's what they want to do when we talk about a move like going after Hassan Reddick. Does he help you right now? Absolutely.
Yes. I mean, this is a guy with a ton of sacks in his career. I mean, he steps on the field and said to Carl, he'd be the best guy we've had since, you know, John Abraham, you know, Dwight Freeney, and, you know, the 1 year with Vic Beasley notwithstanding. That's the real deal. That's a guy that makes your defense better.
Yep.
This is the argument I was going bananas with. Look, guys, it wasn't anti-Panics. I guess it's anti-Kirk Cousins and the final analysis. I just said take that money and go get edge rush. Go get Ngakoue. You know, make a play for, you know, Jadeveon Clowney, who went relatively cheap. But again, coming off an 8.5 sack year in Baltimore. There were options. I mean, yes, Danielle Hunter was kind of locked in Houston. We get all that. There were some guys that were never going to be in play here. But there were still ways to improve your defense. There's still a bunch of great corners that are out there right now that would be better than anything we're rolling out, maybe even including A.J. Terrell.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what how they prioritize it. To Carl's point, they got 3 more weeks at camp to see what they got and who's going to step up. The only thing which I can't understand is every time I hear Jimmy Lake speak, I don't know what he sees in Mike Hughes. I don't know. Mike was really good a couple of years ago. I mean, it's been a minute, and they're really rolling with a thin secondary, especially if we don't get the pressure from the quarterback. But we did apparently get some pressure in those controlled scrimmages against the Dolphins. You guys just didn't see it.
Yeah.
It is happening.
No.
It's like a tree falling in the forest. It did happen.
It's true. Jerry Gray, who's a secondaries coach, long time in the National Football League, was speaking today, and he was talking about Kevin King, who really played well in this first preseason game. Okay. Understand that Kevin King's story is he was injured a couple of years, basically took a year off, stepped away from football, and now is back. His body is completely healthy. And all of a sudden, you see him in the Dolphin game, forced fumble and a pick.
Almost had a second pick.
And you're like, who is this King guy?
Right.
He is a veteran that comes with experience, Mike, that literally people said, all right, he's been away from the game for a year. How good is he going to be? The irony is his last year in Green Bay, he was really good. But we don't remember because it's been a while.
He hasn't played in 3 years, right?
So you're going, well, I don't remember him. Kevin King's a playmaker. And I don't know if they're looking at him and saying, okay, maybe this is a guy that can fill the void with some of the stuff that you're talking about with Hughes and maybe Clark Phillips, who, again, that battle every day we're asking Coach, who's winning the battle? And he's not giving us anything. He's literally like, both guys are playing well. We'll see.
He was a second-round pick out of Washington.
So he
was good with the Packers.
It's
been 2 years he hasn't played in the league.
And who was at Washington when he was there?
Right.
Jimmy Lake.
So there's you got the crossover.
So you know he knows how good he could potentially be. And we just saw that glimpse of it over the weekend. All I'm telling you is there are guys that you may not be expecting that they may have more confidence in than you do, or you might not be aware of them, and that is one of those guys. Now, am I telling you he's going to be an all-pro? No. But all of a sudden, you got a guy that's Mike has, you know, 4, 5, 6 years, whatever it's been in the league, who's been away from it, and now comes in here and makes plays in the first preseason game. That popped. We don't pick balls off. We've been saying this. The secondary's got to get more interceptions. So that's where I'm at with their decision-making.
Right.
When you have vets who Ryan Pace, the assistant general manager, and obviously Terry Fontenot, the GM, have decided, we're going to get vets, we're going to get some guys that can play a little bit, and let's see what happens versus spending the $30 million on Hassan Reddick, which is the easy way to say, let's fix our problem.
And the other thing you got to understand, guys, is it's the familiarity thing. We've gone through some Bears retreads, we've gone through some Saints retreads.
Yes.
Now we're kind of playing the Pacific Northwest card because of the familiarity that, you know, that Lake has. You just touched on it with the guys that he was at a DC, he was a defensive coordinator when that young man came through Washington. So all that kind of maybe means, you know, a guy like Justin Houston doesn't get any play here because he's got no traction with these guys in the organization. He's out there on the float. I mentioned earlier, Drew Butler said on the Statecast, he ran him over at Chops, and he's like, hey, man, I'm looking to play him.
Yeah.
Like, I got one more year in me if somebody wants to give me a call. It's a guy with 112 sacks. You know, that would be some help at outside linebacker, perhaps on a rotational thing. But Carl makes the point. These guys, they're seeing stuff, and they certainly like the guys because otherwise there would have been more moves made for the end of free agency where we are now.
All right. AP Top 25 is out. Guess who's number one? We're going to talk about it coming up at 4 o'clock with our buddy Connor Riley from Dog Nation. Right now, though, let's get to an NFL Blitz.
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
And by the way, we're having all of this conversation because we want to get the best team we can possibly get out on the field. Okay? And if that means we have a chance to acquire some of this talent that is out there or guys that are demanding trades or might be on the free agent, you know, block, like Pro Bowl free agent safety Justin Simmons, let's do it. Let's bring these guys in. Let's talk to them. Let's see what's happening. Reddick, you're going to have to trade for. Simmons is a guy you can bring in and talk to. And if he likes it here and he feels like, hey, this is a great scheme and I can play in, all of a sudden you've added a guy that's been to a Pro Bowl or two who knows how to play the position.
And that's a guy that all of a sudden with Jesse Bates, that's a pretty good comp.
No, it is.
And you do get the impression from the coaching staff, at least kind of hearing some of the comments Ra made, especially after the injury to Helms, that nothing against Richie Grant, but they're just high on Helms. You know, they were higher on Helms as far as the backup. I mean, sorry, pairing with Jesse Bates, and now you got to find somebody else.
Helms brings the hat, or did. Hopefully he's back sooner than later. And he also makes plays, man. I mean, again, we got to be looking at this secondary, and it's got to be more than just Jesse Bates getting interceptions this season. It's got to be a variety of guys stepping up And whether it's strip sacks, forced fumbles, like we just talked about with Kevin King, secondary has to have a bigger impact on this defense. Hey, Mike, as we talk about what's going on around the NFL, who popped for you this weekend as all the first, you know, preseason games and these rookie quarterbacks were going?
Well, I mean, if you saw the video of Jaden Daniels, basically I thought three of the four rookie quarterbacks looked great. I thought J.J. McCarthy, he threw a beautiful – passes. By the way, as you know, the Miami game, I said this to you earlier, just from an aesthetic standpoint, field looked like crap, nobody in the stands. Yeah. Minnesota, it looks like it's packed. You know, people are moving around doing their thing. And it just – he – J.J. McCarthy, I know that you and I don't really feel he's going to be a superstar, but he looked good so far. Small sample size. Bo Nix looked good. Drake May looked like crap. Caleb Williams looks like a rock star. Caleb Williams also avoiding the contact, too, which I think is a big thing about his game up there.
Yeah, and I said this to Turtle. I was like, I watched the first episode of Hard Knocks, right? I think it comes on again Tuesday, and I want to continue to see, you know, what he has to say and how his teammates are dealing with him up there. But he did look good, Caleb Williams. Listen, J.J. McCarthy, the thing for me, Mike, is I don't think he starts. Sam Darnold, I think, starts. And then at some point in the season, they're going to go to J.J. McCarthy. But when you see him deliver the dime he did over the weekend, you may be a fan for the Vikings going, wait a minute, well, if we drafted him, he's top 10, let's go ahead and start this dude.
And then
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Georgia fans out there, you may have seen the video. Stetson Bennett throws, what, you get a pick, and you get a pick, and you get a – but then he comes back, four picks, comes back and rallies, and looks like Mike Vick as he's rolling around back there and throwing on the run. So they did get the win, but hopefully that doesn't diminish his chances of keeping that job with the Rams.
Well, I know it's preseason, but it was quintessential Stetson Bennett. It was literally run around, make a play, and throw a touchdown with 4 seconds on the clock to win the game. For Georgia fans, if you watch it, you were like, I've seen that before. Like, it looked like Stetson Bennett. So, Mike, I hope it does too. The Jets have put out a statement. We have informed Hassan Reddick that we will not trade him.
Oh.
That he is expected to be here with his teammates. Who is this, their mom? And that he will continue to be fine per the CBA if he does not report. So the Jets are putting their foot down and saying, you're demanding a trade. We're not giving you that opportunity.
You're under contract, that brah. and you can talk to – hey, brah.
I love it. Joe Douglas trying to put his foot down.
Right. You can talk to your agent. You can cry. You can stop. But this is not like the old days where you'd get the money worked back into your contract.
It's gone.
So, you know, when guys would hold out back in the days, some guys just want to play – they don't want to work out in camp.
That's right.
Remember the Aaron Donald holdout a couple of years ago, went all the way to Labor Day, stepped in and was ready to start killing people. But in this case, yeah, you don't get that loot. So – I don't know where this goes. Look, Hassan Reddick, guys are hitting us up on the text line. He's a perfect fit here.
This is personal.
Of course it is.
This is the second part of that statement. This is Joe Douglas, the Jets general manager. Since the trade discussions back in March, we've been clear, direct, and consistent with our position. Our focus will remain on the guys we have here as we prepare for the regular season. He is telling Hassan Reddick, go kick rocks. You're not going anywhere. That's what he's telling.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers, there was the new book that's come out. He says he regrets saying that he was immunized during the pandemic. He talked about that. That's interesting because usually, you know, Aaron kind of sticks to his guns on this stuff. It was kind of controversial at the time. He's got this new book. Who wrote the book? Is it Ian O'Connor wrote the book? That I'm going to go pick that up. Might be a good airplane book. Traveling over to go to Ireland.
Yeah. You
know, read that in one sitting. But, Aaron Rodgers, he's got to do his job. This is the window, and they got all this drama around it.
You do.
You know, for a squad that, let's be honest, it's Super Bowl or bust. There's no middle ground for Jets fans. They've been waiting since 69 for another title.
No doubt, guys, this hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. We are live at Hooters, continuing our NFL blitz. Mike, let's hear from Jerry Jones. He had some things to say over the weekend. No, C.D. Lamb is not at camp, has not been at camp, not expected at camp, and Jerry says this.
I think I got in trouble with the other day when I said, we're not urgent about CD. Well, no one appreciates CD being on the field any more than I do. But let me say this. He wouldn't be taking a snap out here today if he'd been here for a while. You got to use your head when you expose key players. That gives the other younger players a chance to do it. We know exactly what CD can do, and he worked out with Dak. And so we wouldn't have him out here. It has really not anything to do with his contract.
Yeah, Jerry just continues to just make less and less sense every day. You got to pay CeeDee Lamb, you got to pay Dak. You get Dak for 1 year and then he walks, and that's it. So you better win those Super Bowl this year, Jerry. So it doesn't make sense. I've read some of the Cowboys articles in the Dallas papers, Carl. It's just getting to the point where it's just Jerry starts talking, you hit mute because you're not getting anything.
All right, well,
of substance or anything that makes any sense.
Well, before you hit mute, hear Jerry say this.
Now, I understand completely the angst that's happening when you're anxious about and someone says anything about whether you're missed or not. Well, CD, you're missed, okay? But you're not missed out here competing, and it doesn't put any pressure anyplace on us.
All right, because Jerry made his comments over the weekend. CD Lamb posted it with LOL.
Did.
That's laugh out loud.
Yeah, no, and I'm with him on this. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. Plenty more action to look forward to. I told Mike and Chris today, I said, man, I'm just ready for the season. I am. I mean, like, I needed some football, and I've seen a little bit of it, but I'm ready for the season. I'm ready for these games to count and for us to see the starters and for us to see what this offense is going to look like and all the things that come with it. But I know we got to get through at least two more weeks of preseason.
I want to see Michael Penix throw a couple of touchdowns in the preseason.
Okay.
I mean, we think he threw a couple in that controlled scrimmage, but we didn't get to see it against the Dolphins. So all you're left with is that. Now, you'll have a much better atmosphere up in Baltimore. There'll be a crowd for that one. That'll look better on TV and hopefully feed off some of that energy.
I'm with you. And by the way, Ravens – they got a really good defense, guys.
Yeah, it's a good test. Good test for everybody. The O-line, the whole thing.
It really is.
By the way, you and I just had practice today. We got to go to break.
Yeah.
The size is always – we were right behind the Falcon players on the sideline. This is one of the bigger teams I can remember in the last 10, 15 years with the squad. I mean, they've always – you know, the offensive line, the deep – these guys are as big as I've ever seen. The reach, all the athleticism is – I mean, it's impressive.
It is. And you need that, man. We're going to need all of it. We're going to need Jesse Bates. He stopped by the Midday Show. We'll find out what Jesse had to say about Miami and more next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We were up at Flower Branch today. We'll be back up there on Wednesday, Thursday. We'll be back right here at Hooters Mall of Georgia location. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Glad you're here, man. Thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. And, Mike, lots of conversation about the potential of the Falcons signing not only a potential safety, who they're bringing in, and Justin Simmons, but are they willing to potentially make some other moves? Guys, I think they're going to bring in, between now and the end of camp, Mike, they're going to talk to a bunch of people. Right. Are they going to sign any of these guys? We'll wait to see.
Well, as you said, Kevin King really had two interceptions in this game down in Miami, so that's a name we had not really mentioned in the preseason. But if that takes care of the corners, okay. Safety, you mentioned Simmons. A lot of Falcon fans are hitting us up on the text line, going, why can't we go get Hassan Reddick? Well, we can do whatever we want, guys. But do you want to be paying for Jake Matthews or Grady Jarrett when they're not here? Because that's how you do it. You would take the big contracts, restructure in the form of a signing bonus, and you'd move the money back. That's why Matt and Julio, that's how it got to where we were just in a bad, bad spot. Not saying it can't be done. But, you know, you can move Lindstrom's money around. We feel Lindstrom's going to be here for a long time.
For sure.
There's ways you could do it. But I just think that, and Carl touched on this, I think they're going to evaluate what they've got here in with the team. I don't think they'd go after Hassan Reddick. He was linked to the Falcons before he made the trade with the Jets. I'd go for it. What I do, Carl, you know me.
Everything.
I'd do all of these things.
Yeah.
And I'd be back in salary cap hell in 2 seconds. But yes, I would.
We have to build for now. And listen, if I asked you guys, you want to be good for 1 year, you want to be good for six?
Right.
That's what we're talking about. Right.
Look, all bets are off. When we went and drafted Cousins, signed Cousins, and then drafted Penix, confused me. But this gets us back to the old argument. If you just simply trust your scouting, trust that you feel Penix can step in, and you surround him with the best run game and the best skill position, go get your defensive players through free agency, and now let's go kick some butt. But they didn't want to do that. They want to have an insurance policy. Because of the past problems, they never want to go down that road again. So that's why we're going to be a little thin on defense, as far as playmakers.
Let's talk about Jesse Bates, because he is obviously one of the best playmakers in the National Football League. The Midday guys, Andy was out today, so Abe was in for him, and they had a chance to catch up with Jesse Bates. First thing they asked him was, sum up the week in Miami.
Yeah, it's nice to go out there. It's nice, you know, to get away, especially when you're on the beach. I mean, that probably helps a little
Did
bit.
Did you go down to the beach?
We were staying in Fort Lauderdale Beach, so it's right
across
the street.
Okay.
It's only right that you go put your feet in the sand
a little bit
during the downtime. But I thought we had some good work out there with Miami. You know, they got a lot of guys in that receiving core. Some of them didn't practice, which kind of sucked. You kind of wish you can kind of get those looks. But, you know, it's always good to go against another team, another, you know, offense. Trying to attack you a different way, you know, rather than just keep on going against our guys. It's nice to switch it up a little bit and see how, you know, our defense is doing, you know, live reps and not of it just being scripted from, you know, coaches. So some good work there for sure.
How's this transition to a new defense been? Because obviously last year the D.C. is not here anymore, and Jimmy's in here now. How is it different? Is your role going to be any different from last year than this year?
Yeah, I think it'll be very similar. You know, we did a lot of good things on defense last year. I think when Jimmy came on, he said he watched the tape, and we did a lot of good things. And I've been a part of, you know, different defensive coordinators and stuff like that. It's just different terminologies. You don't really change up, you know, different ways to play cover three. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
it's just different terminology and different, you know, checks and stuff like that you got to learn. But very similar defense, maybe a little bit more exciting for the back end. But, you know, we'll see. I can't say too much, but excited to continue to put it on tape and continue to stack days.
Okay. Because I always have fun with you, because I was out there a couple of last week when you intercepted with Kurt, and then also obviously in the, I think it was the Houston game, and I call you undercutting Jesse. All right. I said, hey, don't run that dig because Jesse's going to cut it.
And I saw two of them against Carolina.
And for the most part, he's right. What is it about your film study that allows you to be there? Because now you're playing against. I know you played against Kirk when he was in Minnesota. You were and you were in Cincinnati. But what is it like out there now with trying to play chess with a guy like Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, you know, I told people when Kirk Cousins came here that he was going to make our whole football team a better at everything we do, just because, you know, he's seen everything. And as a defensive guy, as a safety, that, you know, we're kind of playing a cat and mouse game with each other, showing them different looks. And yeah, it feels good when you make a play against, you know, a 12-year-old, you know, veteran, and going out there and seeing it, not just from my perspective, but for our whole defensive group. There's not going to be a lot of guys that can go through a process how Kirk Cousins can. And just so that'll challenge us throughout, you know, training camp. But yeah, just continue to stack days and Yeah, when we can undercut and cut up some digs and be aggressive, that's what we need. That's what we got to do. So just continuing that.
Atlanta Falcons safety Jesse Bates joining us. And a lot has been made about this relationship with Kirk Cousins and you guys watching film together and being beneficial as you both. How did it get to this point? Like, mm-hmm. how did it develop from, okay, he's officially signed on the team yep. to where you guys are kind of taking your own time and doing this thing that you hope can parlay itself into something special for both sides of the ball?
Yeah, you know, it's just continue to get to know each other. I think that's the biggest thing what OTAs was about, was getting to know who people are in the locker room, getting, you know, match names with faces. And then, you know, you get to closer to training camp, I think the urgency starts to pick up. So it's like, hey, let's why not go watch some film? And, you know, Kirk is a guy that is not just, you know, better in himself. He wants to get everybody better. So just being able to open that door, you know, hey, I'm watching film at 7 in the morning, meet me here kind of thing. And it's just something that we're going to continue to build on because, like I said, there's not a lot of guys in this league that can, you know, process the game how he can. And, you know, quarterbacks aren't being told differently than what Kirk Cousins knows. So it's good to know that knowledge and for him to, you know, pass that along for not just me but anybody.
Who asks more questions in these sessions, him of you or you of him?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, he's always asking, what does this mean? And I'm like, what does this mean? And it's kind of foreign to both of us, but it kind of confirms, you know, what – all the preparation that you put in, you kind of know what they're looking at, but you to understand it and hear it from a guy that's doing it is a whole another, you know, game changer. So it's nice to have a guy, like I said, a true leader that's going to impact not just that offense but our defense and our whole team.
How's the team different this year? Last year you came over, obviously free agent, big free agent signing for them. You played the 1 year without having to badmouth or say this, mm-hmm. How is it different this year, this summer, with Rod and his new staff coming in?
Yeah, you know, every year is different. Last year was my first year here, getting adjusted, getting to know who people were. But I think that we got a lot more, you know, juice, a little bit more urgency about where we want to be. I feel like last year it's kind of like, oh, we're so close. All that stuff's out the door now. It's just simply, hey, we got to outrun the South. And that's by doing that, you can't just get that done today. So that's just every single day in, day out, whether that's a meeting, whether that's a lift, whether it's practice, figuring out a way that we can kind of separate ourselves. And, you know, just excited to go, you know, put it on tape when we go and play at home in the Mercedes-Benz versus the Steelers. So, you know, can't say too much, like I said.
Whoa. You said the Steelers, right? Don't you have that Baltimore?
I'm just talking week one right now. But, yeah, very, very excited for the season. You know, we got a special team and excited to continue to build, like I said.
How different is this for you when you have so many defensive back guys in elevated coaching positions? Obviously, you got Jimmy Lake. He's worked with mm-hmm. the defensive backs for a long time. Yep. And then certainly Raheem, that, you know, that's how he came up as well. Is it, are you guys getting extra benefit because there's so many guys that have done so much in regards to coaching DBs?
Yeah, you know, Ra always pokes his head in there. I always make fun of Ra. I'm like, hey, Ra, I think you're changing to an offensive coach nowadays. And he pops his head in our defensive meeting rooms. And just to hear from multiple, you know, different guys, it's all the same stuff, but just hearing their perspective, you know, Ra's been a part of it. Jimmy Lake has, you know, Coach Gray's played it, you know what I'm saying? He's been coaching it for 20-plus years. Coach Hood is very, you know, very good. So there's always strengths and weaknesses of, you know, whether it's a player, whether it's coaching. I mean, there's OG that knows all the route concepts and, you know, all of this. And then you got Jay Hood, who's super detailed on practice. So just being able to bounce off each other, I think they do that very well. And just continue to be a lifetime learner and just continue to help some of these young guys get up to pace. And so, yeah, it's just always good to have, you know, multiple DB guys in there that can explain it and, you know, see it from different perspectives, but kind of make it all look through the same lens as a defense.
What about, you know, obviously you're a very important, vital part of what they want to do defensively. Offensively, the guy that we talked about so far has been Kyle Pitts. How has he looked to you? Because he looks, to me, from watching him from last year to this year, looks like he's refreshed, mm-hmm. feeling healthy and everything. And you get to go against being a safety a lot. How has that been this summer matching up with Kyle?
Yeah, you see Kyle, I feel like he was kind of still coming off his injury. And this year, I mean, he's kind of just letting it go. And I feel like Ra has pushed him, has held him accountable to get to that point as well. So I'm just excited. I've known Kyle for, shoot, before he even got drafted here. And to watch him, you know, come back from that injury and watch the way he's worked this offseason, it's definitely going to pay off. And then, like I said, I keep talking about Kirk Cousins, the way Kirk Cousins can affect the way Kyle, his daily habits, the daily process, I think that'll help him as well.
Chatting with the NFL's top-rated safety, according to Madden. How much does that stuff matter to you? No, I was speaking with Chris Lindstrom a couple of days ago at the Mercedes-Benz practice, and I asked him kind of a similar question. When you see these ratings or top 100 lists, rankings, stuff like that, obviously it doesn't matter a ton, but it's got to be a little bit of a nice gratification that others around the league or who cover the league are really noticing what your abilities are on the field, how you impact this team here in Atlanta, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's always good. You know, you work so hard, and you sacrifice so much time away from your family. So, yeah, it's pretty cool when my nephews and one day my son can just get on a video game. I'm top safety guy. But all that stuff, you know, as an individual, as a leader of this team, you know, that stuff happened last year. All that stuff is based off last year, and this is what this business is. It's a results-based business, and it's what have you done for me now. So being able to accept that, all the accolades and stuff like that, and then flush it away, and it's a whole new year, and you got to go do it over and over again. I think that's when you can take that next step from good to great, and that's what my mindset has been. You know, it's pretty cool when, you know, your grandma, you know, and your aunts, and like I said, my nephews send me that stuff. It's always cool. You know, you're doing something right if you're getting some type of recognition through, you know, your peers. So like I said, it's just something that is cool, but you got to flush it and go do it all over again.
Last one for me. I know when you came in, you had those leadership qualities that everybody always talks about and everything like that. But the guy, when you got here, the leader of the defense was Grady.
Mm-hmm.
He's back. Yep. Obviously, not have him last year. He's just that heart and soul player. How has it been? And what the energy is like when 97's back out there?
Yeah. You know, Grady's been doing it for a long time. And, you know, people look, you know, when stuff goes wrong, when stuff is good, people look to Grady for answers, you know. So instead of it just being me at times, it's nice to, hey, Grady, maybe I need you for today. Maybe I need you to break it down for us today. And I know what he's done in this league is respected as well. And you can just see him, his presence out there, just the way he fits the run, the way he can translate to a pass rush. People respect that. And the more that we can speak and the more that leaders can take this team by the horns, I think that'll be helpful for us to continue to be successful here in Atlanta.
Just wanted to wrap things up for me here. Jesse Bates, Atlanta Falcons safety, joining us. Now that you do have one preseason game under the belts, did today's practice anything new, anything change now that you've got one heading into the second one, or kind of a lot of what you were doing last week?
There's a lot to learn from, you know, guys being out there and playing live football. There's a lot to learn on the tape, and I don't think there's nothing's changed. Nothing has changed throughout this week coming back to Flowery Branch besides sleeping in our own beds. But, you know, just going at it at practice, these are the dog days of practice where, you know, stuff can start to get a little bit repetitive and, you know, we're going against each other, but you still got to find a way to get better. And that's where I think our leaders on this team have to step up and make sure that they're holding people accountable and we can, like I said, continue to stack days, stack meetings, stack practice so we can, you know, someday go run the South and, you know, get a home playoff game. And after that, go to the Super Bowl in Vegas.
Well,
and,
you know how it feels.
Yeah, y'all know how it goes.
You know how it feels.
I keep on going.
Yeah, you know how it feels.
But, you know, our focus is here right now in Flowery Branch and getting ready for the second preseason game.
Sounds good, man.
Jesse, thanks so much for the time, man. Absolutely. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate y'all.
There he is, Jesse Bates, with our guys from the midday. Abe filling in again for Andy. Hope he feels better a little bit later as the day moves on. Hopefully be back tomorrow. But, Mike, Jesse describing his relationship with our quarterback, how they get together, watch film. Listen, that's a dynamic relationship, man.
He's a leader, man. We talked about it with Jesse, man. And maybe go get some help for him. Justin Simmons, there's been some rumors, apparently, maybe the Falcons reaching out and got to replace a guy. I guess they really liked it, DeMarco Helms, who, of course, is not gone for the season. Going to miss a lot of time, though.
Coming up, Yeah Man, No Man. We're live at Hooters.
And for Yeah Man, No Man, he's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, happy Monday. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hello, gentlemen. Well, I need to start with a strict and severe warning to Falcons Nation.
Okay.
I need you, and I'm talking all of you,
okay,
men and women of Falcons Nation, to rise up.
Rise up.
Because over 180,000 tweets were scoured over by our good friends at BetOnline.
Okay.
And they determined how many positive tweets for each NFL franchise were put out over the weekend. If you can imagine, I'll give you one guess, which team had the most positive tweets put out against or for this weekend, it would be?
The Bears?
Close.
Caleb Williams?
Guess, but think more big picture NFL.
Oh, wow.
Think more like...
Commanders?
The recent vintage of the NFL dynasty.
Oh, well, obviously then you're talking about one of the teams that we hate. That would be the Patriots.
No.
Who?
I'm sorry, I'm arguing with somebody on Twitter. I give up.
That would be Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
That makes total sense.
With 21,691 positive tweets.
Okay.
Out of a total 100.
Yeah, because what do the Chiefs fans have to be upset about?
Next up, real quick, Lions, 17-5.
They think they got a good team.
49ers, 15. Yep. Cowboys, 12-5.
Okay.
Ravens at 10. Jets at 8-5. Where do the Falcons rank?
Where do we rank?
Fifth from the bottom.
With positive tweets?
With 2,800.
We're in a wait-and-see mode.
Yeah, but again, our fan base is – we talked about this last week. I mean, we got fans that are hardcore and fans who drift in and drift out.
Right.
You know, and you got fans that are waiting for the other shoe to drop because we're going to see what this is all about. But, I mean, come on. I'm arguing with – I got a guy right now who's got us basically cutting half the team to go sign Hassan Reddick.
He's right, actually, about that. I mean, he shared the details in the break.
I mean, I'm literally – a guy goes, well, if we just get rid of Hughes and Lorenzo Carter and – okay, and who's going to play defense? And this guy's telling me that I got to do a better job and do my research. Sir, you're an idiot. Stop it. I just said on Twitter, will you please just stop?
Yeah.
The way you would bring Hassan Reddick in is you restructure Lindstrom and Matthews and Grady and maybe Jesse Bates.
Correct.
And you push their money back in the form of a bonus, which is fine if the cap continues to go up. But you're going to have to sign Pitts, and then we're going to be going in, before you know it, into Drake London's fourth year. And maybe they give it the money there. Maybe they wait. So, guys, it's not – yes, we could sign Hassan Reddick and find ourselves right in the same cap pickle we just got out of.
Yeah. And here's the deal. I don't know where his head's at. I'm just being honest with you guys. Guy just hit me up. He said, Dukes, how did Joe Douglas not know about this deal? We've said this. He got taken to the shed on this. The Eagles knew he wanted a new deal. Eagles said, oh, we'll trade you. They trade him to the Jets because Joe Douglas, the general manager, is like, oh, we'd love to have him. And Hassan Reddick has not shown up for anything all offseason. OTAs, mini camp, nothing. So camp starts, he's not there. Now everybody's like, what's the deal? And he says, I want to be traded because I want a new deal. The Jets don't want to pay him because they paid everybody else to bring in that Aaron Rodgers has wanted.
Right.
This is a mess, and I just don't know where his head's at, Mike. Even if you traded for him, is he going to come in here and be a good soldier?
Well, look, I do love his game. No one debates the skill set. He's got the ability, but you're talking about a guy who'll be 30 in September, and he's going to want – and again, for guys who didn't hear earlier, he'll want between $28 and $34 million a year.
Yeah.
You know, again, we thought we drafted guys that can maybe become these rock and roll stars and edge rushers that everybody wants to have, but one is now done for the season. I do think we got to pivot and get somebody in here, and I'm not sure what they're going to do. But 34 to 28 mil. Josh Allen and Brian Burns are both making 28 mil. T.J. Watt makes 28. Bosa signed for 34 mil. That's the neighbor that guy wants to live in. Talk about Hassan Reddick.
Yeah, and what you're saying is these positive tweets that these other teams are receiving, we didn't have as many, and it looks what? Bad on Falcon fans?
Well,
what are we saying?
When the Chiefs have 21,000, the Lions have 18,000, and the Falcons have 2.8.
Yeah, well, one team hasn't gone to the playoffs for six seasons. The Lions are everybody's darling, and
That's
the Chiefs
true.
Are the perennial.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes sense.
It does. And by the way, I've said this. Chiefs fans have nothing to be upset about. Patrick Mahomes could literally walk down the street. Patrick Mahomes just walked down the street. I mean, they get excited about anything. So I get it. I think we're going to see a lot of positive tweets once the season starts and this offense is rolling.
Rise up, ATL. Rise All right, up. Real quick, yes or no before we get out of here, dovetail into our convo with Connor Riley, AP Top 25, 9, Georgia, Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss, Missouri, LSU, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and A&M all make the top 25. Yeah, man, no man. Too few, too many, just right.
No, it's SEC football, man. I mean, listen, you add Texas and Oklahoma, who are, again, are going to be good. you add to this mix. This is why I said SMU,
right.
Stanford, and Cal don't help the ACC. This helps the SEC.
Right.
You're not going to see those teams ranked in the top 15 or top 20. That's in the top 20, right? Those
top 25.
Yeah. Right. Give me a break.
I mean, A&M, they still got a bunch of those guys from that Jimbo clash. Now they got a coach in Mike Elko who really gets physical football. I mean, the big thing for me is it's just a matter, Carl, of is Texas the whole total package? Can they handle – do they have enough depth? You know they recruit like rock stars. Texas and Oklahoma, because I think Oklahoma – you know, you lose a star quarterback to Oregon.
Yes.
You don't just replace a guy like Dillon Gabriel.
Well, people forget, and we'll talk to Connor Riley coming up, but real quick, Gabriel led a drive down the field with about a minute to play last year to beat Texas. They've won four out of the last five. Trust me, I don't want to admit that.
Right.
But part of it has been the quarterback play that they've had. And so now you've lose that, but they're still going to be good, Mike. I am curious to see how the season plays out like everybody else. Mm. But if you're asking me if Texas is not loaded with enough talent to win a national championship, they are. Can they do it? Well, that's just like any of these other teams. Alabama included in the top five, right? Georgia, obviously, on top. Ohio State has its question marks at quarterback.
Quarterback, right.
So we'll get into see, you know, pretty soon here. By the way, week zero is 2 weeks away.
That's right, baby. And again, 12.5 to 13 points, Georgia Tech is – we'll talk – Georgia Tech steals.
I took the 12.
I don't blame you. I mean, I can't do it because it's my – well, the school I got kicked out of, but that's rich. Also, we come back in the dog report. Dogs lose a big recruit to Tech.
Yeah, they did. And the guy hit us up. He said, Deuce, are you going to talk about it? Well, of course we are. But when you start doing these things, it's got to equate to wins.
Right.
You cannot be stealing five stars and getting better recruiting classes and not have any results. All right, I know we got to get out of here.
All right, Oren, please send out a positive Falcons tweet for me and hit my music.
I think Mike's right about this, though. Those teams, there is a lot of positivity in regards to what they've done the last few years. If we had been to the playoffs the last 7 years, there would be thousands of positive tweets coming in for the Falcons.
Correct.
All right, man, we're coming back. We'll find out what's going on with the Dogs as they prepare for their opener against Clemson. Our man Connor Riley from Dog Nation is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.